The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived to Jerusalem saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw its star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may do him homage." After their audience, the king sent them out. And behold, the star they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
On Christmas Day, we celebrated Christmas according to the Gospel of St. Luke, with the manger, the angels, and the shepherds. That was St. Luke's way of telling us who Jesus is for us, with the symbols of the angels and the shepherds in the manger. Today, we celebrate Christmas according to the Gospel of Matthew, with the symbols of the star and the magi and the gifts. That is St. Matthew's way of telling us who Jesus is for us, who Jesus is for us at his very birth, using the symbols of the star and the gifts and the magi. Let's take a closer look at Matthew's gospel, because we could call this a Christmas for adults. Christmas Day is often centered around the family and very often around children. It's such an exciting day, and we don't get much time to think about the meaning of the feast. Today is much quieter, so we could consider it a Christmas for adults when we really try to reflect on what Jesus Christ means to you and to me as adult Christians today. As we look at Matthew's gospel and try to understand what he's trying to tell us about his birth, the first thing to remember is that Matthew was writing for a community of mostly Jewish Christians who more and more were opening up their community to Gentile Christians. So the symbols that Matthew uses are Gentiles, Gentile magi or astronomers or a wise men, and a star from nature's God. But Matthew didn't take that star from the skies as much as he took the star from the scriptures, especially a story in the Jewish scriptures that happened when the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, were beginning to enter the promised land. In that story in the book of Numbers, a local king of Moab wants to oppose them. So he calls another magi or sorcerer, a famous one named Balaam, to come and curse these immigrant people. But the Spirit of God overwhelms Balaam, and instead of a curse, he utters a blessing. And this is part of the blessing. There shall come a man out of Israel's seed, and he shall rule many nations. A star shall rise from Jacob, and a man or king shall come forth from Israel. Matthew sees this as a prophecy of Jesus and who Jesus is for you and me. The gifts that the Magi offer are also symbols telling us who Jesus is. The gold to signify that Jesus is the king of a new kingdom. The frankincense to signify that he is also a divine son of God. And the myrrh, usually used in anointings, to signify his death and his resurrection, which won salvation for us. So this story of Matthew is more a theological one than an historical account. In a sense, Matthew is summing up the whole gospel that he's going to continue to write and to tell about Jesus, his life and his death and his resurrection. This is what Christmas really means to Matthew and for us. Matthew is actually telling his story backwards from the viewpoint of the resurrection, from the viewpoint of Easter, because the Easter resurrection of Jesus gives all this significance to his birth. How can this be a Christmas for adults, for you and me? Well, I think by asking ourselves whether we have celebrated these holidays as adults. That is, as a person who really understands who Jesus Christ is for you and me and for the world. Have these feasts deepened our understanding and appreciation of Jesus Christ and his influence on our lives? Has the result been a deeper commitment to Jesus as the Christ and to his gospel in the way of life we try to live to reflect that? Let me tell you a little story about what happened to me during the Easter holidays. I spent the holidays in the Phoenix area with my brother and sister and their families. And one day, we went out to lunch with some friends to exchange gifts. There was a lot of wrapping paper that we had at the meal, and the waiter graciously took all the paper away. Well, toward the end of the meal, well after we exchanged gifts, the waiter came back and he said, "There's another gift, there's another gift." And we kind of looked confused because we knew we had exchanged all of our gifts. He said, "No, there's another one." And he brought a small wrap paper with a bow on it and gave it to one of the fellows who opened it up. It was the wallet with our bill in it. We laughed. It was hilarious. But I think it has a point for you and me this morning. He had even used the very wrapping paper that we had used. What this feast is telling us, I think, is that everything is a gift. It's a gift that we see with the joy of our faith. The greatest gift that has been given us, of course, is Jesus, the Christ, our King, our God, our Savior. Jesus Christ gives meaning to our lives, instruction for our values, and motives for our actions. Jesus Christ even gives meaning to our suffering and our pain if we wrap them as a gift with our faith. I think that's the meaning of this Feast of the Epiphany for you and me. It's a Christmas for adults and for those seeking to become adult Christians. May this Eucharist that we now continue to celebrate nourish that adult faith in each one of us. Amen.